The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gittin, Tafsel Ham and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer ten get el ishti. A husband who tells a shliach, an agent, give this get to my wife, a makom ploni, in such a place, but nachnu makom acher, the shliach deviates and gives it to her someplace else, possible the get is invalid. If, however, he tells the agent, harei a makom ploni, he doesn't say, give it to her a makom ploni, he says, she is a makom ploni, but nachnu makom acher, and the shliach deviates and gives it to her someplace else, kosher, the get is still kosher. Ha'isha shomer es kabel legiti. A woman, a wife, who tells her agent, accept the get from makom ploni in such a place, the kibbul of makom acher, and the shliach deviates and accepts it someplace else, possible. The get is possible, according to the Tanna Kamma, just as in the case of the reisha, in the case of the husband. Rabbi Elazar Machsher, Rabbi Elazar disagrees over here and says, in the case of the woman, we don't care if the shliach deviates, the get is kosher anyway. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Elazar, maishna reisha, de lo polik, maishna seifa, de polik. In the Reisha, in the case of the husband, Rabbi Elazar agrees to the Tanna Kamma, that if the shliach deviates, the get is possible. In the case of the Seifa, the woman who tells her agent, makom ploni, accepted makom ploni here, even though the Tanna Kamma again says possible, here Rabbi Elazar says kosher. Rabbi Elazar holds there's a difference between the man and the woman. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Ihu demidata megaresh, he's in control. It's up to him to give the gerushin. Kapit, he's makpit. By default, if he says, do it makom ploni, we say that he's machpid, and if the shliach deviates, the shlichus is void. E, debal karchem again, miskareshet, she can be divorced against her will, mara makom hulo, she doesn't mean to be machpid, she doesn't mean to insist on this place, she's again just suggesting it's the way you can find him, just as when she says he is in such and such a place, even when she says have, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's only mara makom, it's not a peda. The Gemara continues on the days. The Gemara talks about certain cases of Erevin. It says that if he tells the shliach, Arev li b'tmarim v'irev li b'grogros, he tells the shliach, use dates, and the shliach, use dried figs, b'grogros v'irev lo b'tmarim, the shliach makes the reverse mistake, tani cha de ruva erev, tani yidach eni ruva erev. We have a machlokas, two brises, or two different rulings and two different brises, whether the erev is valid or not, amarabba lo kasha, harabbanan harabi elazar. It's the same machlokas. Do we assume that it's kpeida? Do we assume it's maramakum? Harabanan damri kpeida. Harabelazar damri maramakum hilo. Gemara brings another pshat, but this pshat seems to be lahalacha. The Gemara goes on later and talks about areli b'migdal, v'irev lo b'shovach, b'shovach v'irev lo b'migdal. He sat in a tower, and instead he did the erev in a shovach, a dovecote, or the reverse. Again, tanya chade ruva erev, tanya yidacheni ruva erev. So again, the same distinctions we have, that one is a Rabbi and one is a Tanna Kamma. Lahalacha, in all these cases, we paskin peda. We don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar. We paskin that whether a man or a woman tells the shliach accept the get or give the get from makom ploni and the shliach deviates, that is a peda. In Erev and 2, we paskin if the person told the agent use tmarim or use grogros, use amygdal, use a shovach, and he deviates. In all these cases, the Erev is not an Erev. We take peda, and in all these cases, the shlichus is batal. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector in the Ein Yitzchak understands that the underlying principle here is that any time a person makes a shliach and the shliach deviates, even if objectively imbalanced, there's no reason to assume one is better or worse for the shliach than the other. The course he took, the deviation, is not better or worse objectively than what he was originally instructed to do. Nevertheless, if it's different, if it's a shinoi, then the shlichus is batel, we automatically take peida, even if there's no reason to assume that what the mishaleach asked for was better, as long as there's any shinui at all, any significant shinui, that is peida, and the shlichus is batel. With this, he answers a question of the Pnei Yeshua from a couple of dafim ago, back on Daf Samach Gimel. Gemara talks about a case where a woman said that she wants a shliach to bring her the get, habili giti, which is basically equivalent to a shliach lahalacha. He'll bring her the get, and when she gets it, she'll be divorced. The husband instead gave it to him as a shliach lekabala. He said, bizochin this get, be makabal this get for the woman. So it doesn't work. The Pnei Yeshua asks, why not? Pnei Yeshua understands that Zechia, Zachin Ladim Shlo Bafanov, works for a get. A get is normally not a tchus. But in the case where she said, Havi Ligiti, she obviously wants the get. If she wants the get, it's a tchus. If it's a tchus, why can't he give it to her? Betaras Zechia, Betaras Shleach LeKabbalah. Says the Ritzal Chana, and that's not a question. We see in our Gemara that any time the Shleach deviates from his instructions, even if it's not better or worse, it's just different. He does something different than his instructions. That's Kpeda, and there's no Shlichus. There's a tremendous difference, the Ritzal Chana says, between Shleach LaHalacha and Shleach LeKabbalah. Shleach LeKabbalah, the get takes effect right away. Shleach LaHalacha doesn't take effect till she gets the get. There are nafkaminas LaHalacha. Mizonos, whether his maintenance obligations continue or not, and so on. So Ritzal Chanan says that's Pashut, that would be considered Shinoi and Kfeda, and just because she wanted Shleach LaHalacha, that doesn't mean that he can give her the get as a Shleach LaKabbalah, even if one is not objectively better or worse, it's different, and that's considered a Shinoi, and by default there is Kfeda. Ritzal Chanan goes further, however. He says there's another question of the Pnei Yeshua, another variation of the Pnei Yeshua's question. Even in a case where both types of shlichus are basically the same thing. Talks about a case where the shliach was originally supposed to be a shliach lahalacha. The Baal gave it to him b'taras halacha. The shliach decided originally he didn't want to be a shliach lahalacha. He told the Baal he's not being a shliach lahalacha. He was okay the shlichus. Nevertheless, the Baal gave it to him as a shliach lahalacha. Still, it doesn't work because since he was okay his original shlichus lahalacha, and that it didn't take effect when the Baal gave it to him, even though he later turned around and gave the get to the woman, at this point, nobody appointed him a Shliach LaHalacha, so it doesn't work. Says the Ritzal Chanan, why not? The husband wants Shliach LaHalacha, even though it didn't take effect right away, because at that point he was Oker the Shlichus, clearly that's what the husband wants. So later on, when the Shliach decided to give the get to the woman, let it be Zechiah. He's just doing what the husband wants, so why shouldn't it work? He's doing exactly what the husband wants him to do, even if his formal meaner shlichus didn't work. He's doing exactly what the husband wants. There's no difference. There's no shinui. It's exactly the same thing. It's not like the previous case where there are differences lahalacha, whether the get is chal now or later, who's chayav and mizonos until the get gets to her. Here it's exactly the same thing. What's the difference if he initially accepted his commission to be a shliach lahalacha and becomes a straightforward shliach lahalacha, or if initially he rejected his commission to be a shliach lahalacha, now he's going to do it on his own as a form of zechiah. As a favor for the husband, Zachin Lam Shlo B'Fanav. What's the difference? Says Rabbi Tzal Chanan, even that doesn't work. Even that's called Peza. He brings a raya from a pair of Tosfos, one in Kedushin and one actually in Gittin, just the next block, Talach Vavam and Beis. The Gemara there is talking about a case of a husband who tells a shliach, tells two Eidim, two shluchim, write a get. Instead of writing it themselves, they pass it along to somebody else. They ask a sofer to write the get. The Gemara says that wouldn't work because mili l'mimsur l'shliach. Mili is a technical problem with shlichus. Shlichus, which is not accompanied by a concrete, tangible object, can't be passed along to somebody else. Mili l'mimsur l'shliach. So therefore, if the husband told them, write a get, he didn't give them anything, he just told them, write a get, and they tried to pass that along to somebody else, that's mili. And Tosus understands, at least according to one pshat he has, that the Gemara is going even according to a mayor. Remeir holds that there's no real din that the husband has to write the get at all. Afilu mato ba'ashpa kasher. Even if the husband finds a pre-written get, a printed get, wasn't written at all, the shema, he just finds a random get that was written, as long as the details are correct, he can use that get. Ask Tosfos, how can this be worse if he told them write the get and they told someone else to write the get, so the shlichus didn't work, so it was mili, so there's no shlichus. How can it be worse than mato ba'ashpa? Tosfos has one pshat, it is worse, he says. If he doesn't say anything, he just picks up the get from the ashpa, he doesn't ask for anything in particular, he's okay with the ashpa, that's fine. Get doesn't need shlichus, according to a mayor. Ksivas a get doesn't need shlichus. Writing the get can be done without shlichus, that's fine. If, however, the husband did say shlichus, he told these two people, you write a get for me, he made them shluchim. That's migra gara, that's worse. At that point, it is ekpeda, the Pnei Yeshua explains, Tosfos to be saying, that becomes ekpeda. He wanted shlichus. You don't need shlichus. Really, a get found in an ashpa, found in the garbage, is fine. But insofar as he asked for shlichus, he wanted the get to be written on his behalf, and it wasn't. That's ekpeda. Even though there's no real din in shlichus a get at all, you can find a get that was written and just use it. But as soon as he asked for shlichus and his wishes were not fulfilled, that itself is called ekpeda. That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains Tosfos, other acronym too. Says Rabbi Tzal Chanan, according to this, in a case where the husband tried to appoint a shliach as a shliach lahalacha, the shlichus didn't take, it didn't work, because he rejected the shlichus. later he decides he wants to give the get on behalf of the husband, he wants to make it up and give a betar zechiyah, that's zechiyah. Zechiyah and shlichus are two different processes, even though it makes no difference, the halachas are exactly the same, it doesn't matter. Anytime the husband asks for shlichus, shlichus has to take effect. If it's not shlichus, then it doesn't work. Even though zechiyah and shlichus are functionally equivalent, it doesn't matter. If the husband stipulated shlichus, it has to be done as shlichus, zechiyah will not work. This basic idea is adopted by several other achronim too, notably the Erech Shai. The Erech Shai also says the same thing based on Tosus, that even though zechiyah could in principle work for gittin and kedushin, but if the husband or the wife or whoever it is asked for shlichus, he made someone a shliach, and then for some reason the shlichus doesn't work, for some technical reason, you can't just say, let it work as zechiyah. Because no, once he asked for shlichus, it has to be shlichus, otherwise it's called a deviation from the shlichus, a shinui, even though there's no practical difference, and it will not work. With this, the Ritzel Chanan and Erech Shai answer various questions. One question we answer, is there's a shita of the Rosh, which is accepted by the Shulchan Aruch, that if a man is Megala Das, he says, I would like to marry this woman. Doesn't make any kind of shliach, he just says, I would be happy, I'm interested in marrying this woman. And someone goes along and gives the woman Kedushin on his behalf, it works. Even though he wasn't formally appointed as a shliach, he wasn't directly appointed as a shliach, Zachim Adam Shalom Afanav, since the husband has clearly expressed his interest in this woman, it becomes a chush for him, and that anyone can act on his behalf, the person who heard, the shadchan, even somebody else, can act on his behalf and be mekadesh the woman for the man. So the achronim asked various questions. There are other cases in Kedushin where we get into technical questions of shlichus, and we have technical reasons why shlichus doesn't work. For example, mili is one of them. Rama brings a shita that if a man makes a shliach to give Kedushin to a woman, and that shliach tries to pass along the commission to somebody else, some posts can say that's the problem of mili and minister and l'shliach. So ask the achronim, good, so it's not shlichus. Technically, the shlichus doesn't work. Let it be zechiyah. The Rosh said even when he doesn't make a shlichus at all, still, if we know it's a shlichus because he was megala das, anyone can act b'tar zechiyah. So when he made a shlichus and it didn't work for the technical reason of mili, let it work b'tar zechiyah. Another case is a din that if a man makes a shlichus to mekadesh a woman, doesn't specify which woman, the shlichus doesn't take effect regarding any woman who was an erva to the man at the time of the appointment of the shlichus, even if she becomes not an erva later. The reason is because there's a halacha that anything a person can't do himself, he can't make a shliach to do, since at the time of the appointment of the shliach, he couldn't marry that woman because she was then an erva to him. The shlichus doesn't take effect regarding that woman. So again, the achronim ask, so it's not shlichus. The shlichus doesn't work vis-a-vis that woman. But let it be zechiyah. The husband clearly said he wants to get married, and he said any woman. He's okay with any woman in the world. So if that woman later becomes not an erva, let it work b'tar zechiyah. Says the Erech Shai, according to this Tosfos, it's very good. It's true that if he just made a Gilui Das, then you can use Zechiyah. But once he said he wants to make a Shliach, it has to work as Shlichus. And if for some reason it can't, because it's Mili, because of the problem of he couldn't do it so he can't make a Shliach, once there's some technical reason why the Shlichus doesn't work, at that point Zechiyah doesn't work either. So on the one hand, in general, in the whole Sugya, the whole complicated and controversial Sugya of Zechiyah for a get, we discussed it in some of our other lectures for Skabel. On the one hand, anytime a person is Megala Das, it makes it easier because now we know it's a schus, because clearly he wants it. We don't have to speculate, maybe it's a schus, he says he wants it. On the other hand, the Ein Yitzchak and the Erech Shai are saying, in a way it's worse, because according to this idea of Tosfos, anytime you specifically ask for shlichus, it has to work as shlichus, and if for some reason the shlichus doesn't work, the chiyah will not work either. Ritzel Elchanan is so enamored of this idea, he says in at least three of his tshuvas, two tshuvas in the Ein Yitzchak, one tshuva in the Be'er Yitzchak. The Erech Shai says this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says this too. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was writing in the famous case of the Shliach of Haifa who died. There was a case of husbands all over the world were sending gittin to their wives in Haifa. So the custom often is that the husband in the remote location remotely appoints a certain shliach in the woman's location to be his shliach to give the get to the woman. He then sends the get by mail or by courier. So there was a shliach who had a bunch of gittin who were in the queue waiting to be given to the woman, to the women. The shliach died. Normally a shliach would appoint another shliach if he thought he wouldn't be able to do it. We specifically authorized the shliach to be able to do that. In this case, the shliach died without appointing anyone else. There was a great controversy of Herzog, of Eliashiv, of Shlomo Zalman, all the way down to this question, Do we say that since it was clearly a chus for the husband, this is one of the main arguments, it's clearly a chus for the husband, Beis Din could just appoint a new shliach because it's chus, or not? The poskim had numerous different issues. Do we say zechi at all for gittin, as we discussed in our lecture for Das Samach Vav? There's always a chashash shemachazar. Maybe the person changed his mind. But one of the issues was this issue. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, according to Tosfos, who says that even if Zechia can, in principle, work for a get, once the husband said he wants shlichus, it has to work as a shliach, even if Mitzal Bashbo is kar, you don't need shlichus at all. Once he said he wants shlichus, it has to work b'tar shlichus, and if it's not shlichus, it can't work at all. So to her, once the husband appointed a shliach, he appointed this unfortunate shliach who died, even though in principle Zechia might work, it doesn't matter, because once he said he wants shlichus, it has to be shlichus. It's not going to work here because he's dead. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, according to this Tosfos, you are stuck. Now, there is apparently a machlokes there between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv whether this problem of Rav Yisrael Chanan, of Tosfos, should really apply b'zman hazeh. Rav Eliashiv suggests that this problem would not really be such a problem b'zman hazeh. Rav Eliashiv says that b'zman hazeh, nobody really cares. He says that even though the Ein Yitzchak says, Tosa says that a husband who makes a shliach wants shlichus, it's a kpeza, and he doesn't want zechiyah, he says, benidon didon, in our sort of situation, barer hadavar she'ein lav'al shemanim b'zeh, the husband obviously doesn't care, the husband just does whatever the Rav tells him to, the Rav says make this person a shliach, he makes the person a shliach, he doesn't care for shlichus or zechiyah, kol ha'am peshavar netzlo, he couldn't care less. In this case, Rav Eliashiv says, it's just not realistic that anybody would care. So even the Ein Yitzchak would agree, even Rav Solchana would agree that there's no kpeda and zechiyah could work as long as we establish it's a chutz. Rav Yashua's final words are, we have to be mevarer, Beitin has to be mevarer that it really is a chutz gomer labal. But if it is, we don't care that he asked for shlichus and now it's zechiyah. It doesn't matter. In our situation, there's clearly no reason to assume that it makes any difference at all to him. Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, seems to address this idea, but completely rejects it. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that, again, because you see from Tosfos that this is a real problem, that if someone says he wants shlichus, and shlichus doesn't work for some technical reason, in this case because the shlich is dead, you can't just have someone do it b'tar zechiyah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman adds, almost explicitly coming to reject the svara of Rav Eliashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that even though he says, you might say that b'zmanenu, nobody really cares, Yichol Lomer does Manenu, Mustavra, the Baal doesn't care. Lachar, the reason would be, because again, he just does whatever the Mustavra gets and tells him. He doesn't know one Shliach or another Shliach. He doesn't care at all. He just wants to get to work. Mikol Makom, he says, first of all, you have the Chashash Chazara. Maybe he changed his mind. But besides that, he says, in principle, Eif Sherklal, Lahakel, Be'itzur Chomer, Shleish, Azish, Mikol Svara, Beduya. You want to make up a Baich Svara like this, and maybe he doesn't care if his man is that. The Kanmonim tell us that a husband does care. When he asks for Shlichus, he wants Shlichus and not Zechiyah. So this is an interesting case. Back in the 1950s, Rav Eliashiv was willing to be mekil and say that the husband doesn't really care, we don't have to worry about this bar of the Ein Yitzchak. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we do care, we can make a svar of beduya. We see in the Tosfos that if the husband says shlichus, it has to be shlichus, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman says this would be a reason why you cannot use zechiyah to appoint a new shliach on behalf of the husband. Now, there are at least some poskim who don't like this idea at all, who don't like this idea that just because the husband asked for shlichus, it has to be shlichus and zechiyah won't work. Rav Shimon Shkop has a tshuva, and he thinks this idea is crazy. At least in his specific case, he was talking about a case of a husband appointing a shliach to give a get to a woman who is currently mentally ill. So as we discussed in some of our other lectures, the custom was, going back several hundred years, we give the husband a heter mei rabbanim, we allow him to remarry if his wife is completely incapacitated. We do require, though, that he write a get and give the get into the hands of a shliach, an escrow, basically, that if the woman ever recovers, you can't divorce her now. The halacha is you can't divorce a woman, shalcha v'ena chazeres, you can't divorce a woman who's a shota, who's mentally incapable. But if the woman ever recovers, the shliach will then go and give the get. We don't want the husband to have to first start writing a get then. The get is written now, the shliach has it. If she ever gets better, he'll promptly give her the get. So many of the Kadmonim asked, Nadi Behuda, Makaris HaMishnah discusses this at length, Chasim Sofer, how can such a shlichus work? Since right now the husband can't divorce her, we mentioned earlier there's a rule in shlichus, anything a man can't do, he can't appoint a shliach to do. Since the husband right now can't divorce her, the shliach that he makes shouldn't be a valid shlichus. Some poskim suggest that it works as a chiyah. The problem you run into, which Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan discusses, is that even if you assume, again, in principle, that Zechiyah works in this context of Gittin, but here the husband made a Shliach. And if you make a Shliach, maybe it has to be Dafka Shlichus, and not Zechiyah. Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan says we can get around this by simply having the husband explicitly say, I want you to be my Shliach, and if not Shlichus, I want it to be Zechiyah. But other Akharim don't necessarily accept that. That wasn't the custom always to say Zechiyah. So the question is, how can such a Shlichus work? So you have this problem, according to Sein Yitzchak, it's a real problem that even if Zechiyah would work, it can't work because he stipulated Shlichus. Says of Shimon Shkop, that doesn't make any sense. Dover Tema, he says. Peda Shel Shtus, that's ridiculous. Why does the husband care? It's a Shchus for him. He wants to get out of the marriage. He's marrying somebody else. He doesn't want to be over the Chayim of Menon Gershom against bigamy. It's an absolute Shchus. Why on earth would he want Dafka Shlichus and not Zechiyah? That makes no sense at all. This is not some kind of Lumdish Rav Shimon. He's making a very simple, practical point. The whole idea of Kepeda is as far that the Mishalech cares, why on earth would he care? It's a total thrust. Tosfos says husbands do care. So he says two distinctions. First, he says that in Tosfos' case, we're going in the sheet of her mayor, that even to get found in an Ashpa's kosher, we have a clear hochacha that he wants Dafka Shlichus. Otherwise, why wouldn't he just go and buy a pre-printed get? According to a mayor, that a get is perfectly okay if it's pre-printed, so probably the Sofrim stocked their closets full of gittin. So why on earth would he ask for a custom-made get if he could just buy an off-the-shelf get? So clearly he's machped. So in that particular case, Tosfos says he's machped. But in a normal case, if a bizman hazeh, a regular husband, appoints a shliach to give a get, why on earth would you assume that's what he has to do? That's the only way to get a get, is by having a sofer write it. But why on earth would you assume that he wants shlichus and not zechiyah? It makes no sense, says Rav Shimon. Also, he says, Tosfos' case is when the get is not objectively a chus, as opposed to our case, in the case of the mentally incapacitated wife, it absolutely is a schus. He's remarrying, he's moving on with his life, he doesn't want to be over the chayim of Menon Gershom. But here it's certainly a schus. So here he says, it makes no sense, he says, to make a kpeda of shtus, to rachuk min adas. So here we assume there's no kpeda, and even zechiyah is fine. So part of Rav Shimon's svara is that he's talking about a case where the get is objectively a schus. But the other svara that Tosfos is limited to the case where there's a hochacha on the kpeda because he dafka didn't ask for an off-the-shelf get. He dafka asked for a custom-made get. That far would seem to indicate that Rav Shimon in general is not convinced that in the modern-day situations, he's not convinced that there's really any hakpada. Just because he asked for shlichus, why on earth would he care? There's no reason to assume he would care. He's similar to what Rav Yashiv says. If it's manazeh, why should anybody care? Why would you assume he cares? He just wants a get. He does whatever the Masadr get tells him. There's really no reason to assume that he wants shlichus as opposed to zechiyah. It's all the same to him. One last shita is the Zakana Aaron, Rav Aaron Wolkin. Rav Aaron Wolkin was discussing, his initial case was an intra-curious case. There was a get written by a husband in Europe. He was sending the get to a woman in America. The Rav, who was arranging the get in Europe, said that the shliach in America will be a certain person, and he named the person he wanted to make a shliach. When the get got to America, it turned out there were two people with the same name, and it wasn't necessarily clear which one the Rav meant. So Rav Wolkin and the Zakan Aaron tried to suggest it doesn't really matter. Perhaps either one can give the get, because why would the husband care? It's his chus, he wants the get, he doesn't care, why would he care if it's Reuven more than Shimon, so that he wants to say that it's okay. In the course of the tshuva, he goes even further, and he wants to say, he talks about a case very similar to the shliach of Chaifa who died. He says there was a certain case where the shliach died and the basin wanted to appoint a new shliach. He says there was a certain Rav Gadol who wanted to allow this. He himself, Rav Wolkin says that does not work. He says, even though in general I would agree, in my case he says, where the question is using one person or another person, shlichus, zechiyah, it's all the same thing, it doesn't matter, he says. In this case where he appoints a specific shliach and that guy is dead and you want to make a new shliach, that doesn't work. That's like Pedi, he says. The husband wants a certain person. He wants Reuven. He doesn't want Shimon. Doesn't explain exactly why he would want Reuven or Shimon. But again, like Rav Elkanan says, like we started out, anytime you're doing something that's substantially different, even if there's no obvious reason why one is better or one is worse, if it's different, Tmarim, Grogros, Makom Zeh, Makom Acher, that's Pedi. So if he said, I want Reuven, and you want to make Shimon, that's like Pedi. So the Loki Rav Echad, who was naked, like in the case of Haifa, Rav Wolkin seems to suggest that in the case where he specifically asked for Reuven, you couldn't make Shimon. However, he says, that doesn't apply in our case. In our case, he says, very similar to Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv mentions him and endorses his position. In our case, he says, there's no reason to assume he cares. He doesn't know Reuven from Shimon. The Rav said, say you want Reuven Ben Yaakov to be a shliach. He doesn't know who Reuven is. He doesn't care. He just does what the Rav says. The suggestion comes from the Rav. He has no personal interest. So in such a case, there is no reason at all to say there's a Kpeda. The Kpeda is only if he wanted a specific person. He doesn't seem concerned b'chlal with the idea that maybe he wants Shlichus and Atzichiyah. He briefly acknowledges Tosfos. He says he doesn't think Tosfos necessarily applies here. But in any event, what he is worried about is if a person really wants Reuven, maybe he can't have Shimon. Maybe he wants Reuven and not Shimon. But that's it. In a case, and he greets Rav Yashuv, he greets Rav Yashuv Svara, the Bezman HaZeh, not like Rav Shlomo Zalman. There's no reason to assume he wants one more than the other. It's all provided for him by the Mesadr Gittin. And the idea of Shlichus as opposed to Zechiyah, he b'chal isn't worried about. So in summary, we have several Shitas. We have the Shita of Rav Yitzchak Hanan and Erech Shai and Rav Shlomo Zalman, based on Tosfos, based on the Pnei Yeshua's understanding of Tosfos, that any time a person makes a Shliach, and for some reason the Shlichus doesn't work, because it's Mili, because he's dead, for some other reason, then you're out of luck. You can't use a Zechiyah, because since the husband appointed a Shliach, we say that the Kpeda he wants Davka Shlichus, and Zechiyah can't work. We have Rav Shimon, who seems to think that this is not so logical, to say that a person Davka wants Shlichus and Atzichiyah, the Kpeda Shel Shtus, especially in a case where the get is an objective schus for the husband. Then we have the Zekan Aaron, Rav Wolkin, who says that a person might want Reuven more than Shimon, but he doesn't seem to accept the general Kpeda on Shlichus versus Atzichiyah. And in any event, he and Rav Yashuv both say that Bezman HaZeh, where everything is done based on the Mesadr Gittin, and none of these particular suggestions of Shlichus are coming from the husband at all, there's no reason to assume he has any Kpeda for one or the other. So there's nothing wrong with using Zechiyah to say that even if the person he made a Shliach, the Shlichus didn't work, we can use Zechiyah to just appoint someone else in his stead.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.